Don, thank you very much for joining us today.
You're welcome, Aaron.
And today we're going to talk a little bit about Meals on Wheels, which is a program for homebound older adults. It's a nutritional program. Explain what it is for people that have maybe just heard about it on occasion.
Okay, we are a home and community-based service, and we deliver 5 days a week to homebound older adults. They will receive a third of the recommended daily allowance every day from the meals that they receive from the senior nutrition program.
And like you said, it is for homebound people, and you encourage these older adults to put off being homebound as long as possible. You require scripts from doctors and so forth.
Correct. What we would like to see happen is people maintain their independence and prevent themselves from having to become homebound. And the ways that they can do that is they can come to the local senior nutrition sites and participate in a variety of activities. And then in order to receive Meals on Wheels, it is a regulation that we receive a doctor's notification stating that the client is homebound.
And I guess we were talking before too, and really one of the important things that makes Meals on Wheels function is volunteers. You said that you rely on volunteers to do all the delivering in quite a few of the communities.
We do. We have 5 senior nutrition sites within our county, and the larger sites are Pella, Pleasantville, and Knoxville. And those 3 centers utilize volunteers to deliver Meals on Wheels Monday through Friday.
And really, it's an excellent way too for those homebound older adults to have outside interaction. As you said, they're homebound. It can be harder for them to, if people aren't visiting them, they don't communicate with other people as well. They don't get a chance to talk to people, and that human interaction can be really crucial.
Yes, that human interaction is very important. With our volunteers going into the homes once a day, we find that it brings great joy to the older adults, and it's very crucial because oftentimes we are able to see things about the older adults that most people don't, because the volunteers are bringing information back here to the staff members. There have been times when volunteers have had to report that someone has fallen down and they've called 911, or they call here to the center and we make sure that the loved ones are called. Sometimes people, they just can't get into the home, so they call here to the center right away. I then turn around and call the caregiver or the emergency contact that we have on file for the participants. So it's a very crucial part of the program.
Yeah, it's not just a program for nutrition, but also a wellness check on some of these older adults.
Yes, it is.
And with the volunteers too, they get their own joy out of being able to interact with the older adults on a daily basis like that. I mean, I'm sure if you deliver on a fairly regular basis, you kind of form a relationship with that person.
Yes, they do. And, you know, the volunteers, it's civic organizations and churches and groups. And what I found in the time that I've been with the program is that the individuals that are volunteering continue to volunteer year after year. And they have actually become very intimate with the program and have gotten to know a lot of the participants that are on Meals on Wheels.
And if someone would be interested in volunteering, how do they get that information? How do they do that?
They would call me at the senior nutrition site or at the public health office, and I can give them all the information that they may need to make their volunteer opportunity as successful as possible.
Thank you, Don.